Okay, now what about other issues, pitfalls, downsides?
Well, there's tons of downsides, and it's been widely discussed in the media more and more, this issue of privacy. You know, I'd say that there's two ways of looking at it. You know, you can think of it as privacy or you can think of it as security, and both of them are areas that I think are merit a lot of concern. And I have an entire chapter in the book on privacy in Facebook in which I talk about Zuckerberg's somewhat unexpected and some would say peculiar attitudes about privacy, because as a very young person, he doesn't really think that it's that necessary for people to maintain these sort of segmented images of themselves. You know, the person you show at the office, the person you show at home, the person you show to your best friends. I disagree with him, and I think he's finally realizing that his long-term views on that, his long-time view on that is probably wrong. But up to now, Facebook's basically been designed so that all your friends, no matter what part of your life they're from, have seen everything about you. And that's causing more and more people to have some, you know, reservations about what they really want to put up there. If their work colleagues see everything their family sees, it doesn't really make sense to a lot of us. So there's some big problems there in just segmenting it. And the way they're trying to solve that is with friend groups, so that you can determine this information goes to those people, this other information only goes to this other group. But then you just have the whole issue of security generally, which is, you know, we're putting just a vast amount of information about ourselves into this system called Facebook. And, you know, we generally do it willingly, and unfortunately, most people do it without giving enough thought to what they're doing, and they often put in tons of stuff about themselves, tons of photographs they put up that really reveal essentially everything about their lives. And,
yeah, you know, way too much.
We can, you know, Facebook does offer some protections for that stuff that prevent it from being seen by everyone. And we can sort of say only show it to these people. Yes. But it's still a digital system on the internet, which can be hacked. And, you know, once it's up there in digital form, I'm worried about where it can go. And I say in the book that my own point of view is that I don't put anything on Facebook that I would be unhappy seeing on the front page of the newspaper. I really think that, you know, Facebook information could be public, and nobody ought to have any illusions that they're putting data in a system that's super secure. And there really is no super secure system on the internet. I mean, the internet is a vulnerable network, and there are huge numbers of people all over the world, particularly in places like Eastern Europe and various parts of Asia, whose business is hacking and, you know, stealing things, stealing credit card numbers, imitating people. And it's amazing how much damage a smart 16-year-old can still do to get whatever they want from any system on the internet they want to penetrate, because the fact is, nothing is fully secure once it's digital.
Now, what about Big Brother, David? What about government?
Well, that's another thing. That's a legitimate concern one has to raise. And I think, you know, especially because it's a truly global service. And like I say, there's a whole chapter about global stuff in this book. And you know, I think, you know, our country, my own opinion personally, is the government is more or less trustworthy, and they're not going to like abuse our data. But there are a lot of countries Facebook operates in which are autocratic, undemocratic countries. You know, whatever you think is going on here, forget about it if you're in Egypt or a lot of other countries where Facebook is a big phenomenon. You know, Egypt is a good example because...
Or Venezuela. Say something about
Venezuela,
Hugo Chavez.
Another great example. And in fact, Venezuela is one of Facebook's more penetrated countries. I believe there's about 8 million members of Facebook in Venezuela. And there are plenty of people in Venezuela who say negative things about Hugo Chavez. But you can also be sure that the government has their secret agents in there imitating, you know, pretending to be people they're not, trying to penetrate groups. I know this is happening in a lot of countries, and Egypt is a very good example because...
Well, they're probably saying things about Hugo just to trick people, and then they find
exactly
out who they are, and they go get them.
That's right. I mean, this is what I mean. You know, I think there also are a lot of brave people on Facebook who are not afraid to say their views under their real name, because most people are on Facebook under their real name, and that's something that's been quite extraordinary. In fact, I start the entire book with an anecdote from Colombia, the country next door to Venezuela, where the murders happened that you mentioned earlier. But in early 2008, there was a kid who basically just got fed up with the FARC guerrillas who had been kidnapping and killing people in Colombia for decades. But it was something that people were afraid to speak out about because everyone was afraid of these terrorists, you know. But this kid decided, I'll go up there with my own name and put a group up saying, no more FARC, no more killings, no more lies, you know. And what happened was, it was extraordinarily successful. Within days, there were many thousands of people joining his group, and they quickly decided, okay, if we're willing to speak out, let's have an offline demonstration. And then a month to the day after this kid in the middle of the night put up his group, there was a demonstration in literally every city in Colombia. Over 10 million people total went into the streets marching, saying, down with FARC. And, you know, that was unprecedented because up to that point, the masses of people in Colombia had been afraid to speak out. So,
right.
You know, this is an incredible system in some political ways. There's some very interesting political ramifications, but your point about government is very, very well taken. You know, there are many governments that will and are using Facebook to surveil their citizens. And another thing that's worth mentioning, and it comes into play with this situation, the murders in Colombia, is that every detective now are using Facebook. There is no police, no secret agent, no police in the local level that doesn't realize that Facebook can be an important tool to solve crimes and to investigate things, whether it's legitimate or illegitimate. And police use Facebook like crazy in every country on the planet, and they are really successfully solving a lot of crimes by using it. And who knows, maybe they're doing some funny business too.
Yeah, that could be. Entrapment could be out there, right?
Oh, you know, any bad thing that people do can be done on Facebook, unfortunately. That's the thing, you know, when you have 500 million people using one system, you're basically going to have all of the behaviors of the human race manifested in that system, and all the good ones and all the bad ones. And, you know, there's a lot of consequences.